The end of training camp's always kind of the toughest time. You know, guys coming here, and you know, I mean, everyone's out here giving everything they have to try to be on this team, and you know, just the roster has to be cut down. So it's always tough. I think one of the best things though is some of the friendships and stuff you make with guys. So it's always tough to see guys leave though.
Because you never know what their mind state is. This is their first time doing it, so you don't know if they're getting discouraged or where their mind is. So you just try to always keep them up and tell them, hey, even if you feel like. Even if you do have doubt in your mind, you never know where you're going to land. So always go out there and play your hardest because everybody's looking. Like, the film goes out to all 32 teams. So if you don't make it here, you could still be on somebody else's roster on the opening day.
JD is probably, you know, one of the most team-oriented guys. You know, for sure one of the best guys, you know, on the team as far as taking care of his players and making sure everybody's good and doing his job. And, you know, he's probably one of the better guys on the team at that, you know. And you know, he's irreplaceable. So, you know, I feel like he's one of the better guys in the league at his position and what he does. You know, so that's a huge loss. You know, you hate losing a guy like that.
Overall, just being a pro, you know, taking my job more serious. You know, just learning from mistakes I did last. You know, just all about improving, getting better. You know, every day I come out here, I'm trying to get better. You know, if I have a bad day, I'm still trying to get better the next day. So it's all about getting better, learning from your mistakes, improving, and be a productive player.
Just from experience, I've seen guys that have went out in the fourth preseason game, haven't played that much in the first three games, and they had a good showing in that game, and they might not have made this team, but somebody else might have saw the film and picked them up. So anytime you get a chance to step out on that field, it's a resume for you. So you just go out there and do your best.
To get ready for the season, I mean, mentally and physically, you got to be up on your playbook. You got to know the plays. During the meetings, you got to know what you got to do when you step out on the field. And then the physical part, you got to be in the weight room. When you got some time off, keep your muscles strong and just work yourself hard. Push your body to another limit during camp. Practice harder than the games. Go out there, do a little extra conditioning. So when the season comes, it's a long haul. Your body's mentally and physically ready.
Yeah, as a whole secondary, you know, we're getting on the same page. We're able to do a lot of things. We're communicating. And when you're able to do all that as a secondary, you can play fast. And that's the main thing. As far as on the back end, you want to be able to play fast.
It's been good. You know, I think just being out there, I think that's been the key for this group. Whether, you know, it be in a game or even in practice, you know, being down in New Orleans, practicing with them, just being out there more and more with guys, I think we're getting a better feel for each other. And, you know, this is a time of the year and in the training camp you want to start to, you know, feel like a unit. I think we're leaning towards that and getting close. So we just got to keep at it.